Day 10. Hi again. Have you ever noticed what your car steering wheel does? You've been on the road for 2 kilometres. The road is straight as far as the eye can see, but even so, you constantly correct the movement of the steering wheel in one direction or the other. To see how true this is, do you ever remember taking your eyes off the road for a few moments? What happened to the direction that the car started to travel in? Now, imagine the following situation. It's midnight and you're returning home from an evening with friends. You're driving your car and you're very tired. You fall asleep for a few seconds and you are jolted awake by the sound of the tires going over the cat's eyes on the road. You ask yourself this question. Since I just made the serious mistake of falling asleep at the wheel, do I deserve to correct my error and steer back to the centre of the road? You would say that that's ridiculous, right? And you would be right. So why is it that 3 out of 4 people abandon their diets after having gotten off track? This is the data that we've collected from hundreds of clients we've spoken to. The fact is that these people don't accept that they've made mistakes. They prefer not to correct the mistakes that they've made and steer in the other direction. They don't allow themselves to cheat or to deviate from their diet. They must be perfect. Otherwise, it's a catastrophe. And do you know anyone who's perfect? I don't. We've seen tens of thousands of clients in many different countries and yet to meet one who's perfect. We have also seen clients who have never gotten off track from their program, but after losing all the weight, ended up gaining it all back quickly. Let me tell you this, you have the right to get off track, to slip, to cheat as we say, but not give up. Learn from your mistakes. One of our clients said to us one day, "There's no way I will lose weight if I let myself cheat and don't feel guilty about it." This client was on her 8th diet. She felt guilty every time she derailed and had given up each time. Yet she still wanted to try the same thing that wasn't working for her. At the end of our consultations, she told us, "You're not strict enough with me. Punish me. It will be good for me." Incredible, I know, but a true story. Bye for now.